hopefully put a picture in your mind, if I could. We will not be using Google Images for this. I ask that you use your own thoughts. But a young child walks forth, possibly with a tear in his eye. It's obvious he's hurting. And a dad stops what he's doing and bends down and attentively listens to his child. I don't know what picture you have in your mind and who's the child, but place yourself in that position. And the father bends down, looks you in the eye, and listens. To the child, this is a powerful message. This says, I am important. This says, I am loved. This tells me that my father wants to hear and wants to know about me. This is actually the picture of our Heavenly Father with each one of us. You've already concluded that. Psalms 116:2 in the NLV says this, because he bends down and listens, I will pray as long as I have breath. Our Father loves us so much that he makes us his priority. He bends down, he cares, he listens, and he acts. The creator of the universe, the holy, holy is he, the God Almighty, the King of Kings, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, bends down to look at his precious child in the eye and to listen intently. The revised versions, the amplified, other versions use in this same verse, they use the term that he inclines his ear to me, which in the Hebrew, that word, the intent is to bend down, to bow down, to stoop, if you will. So God is bending to listen. Now, it could be because he cares for us, or it could be because our voice is so weak that he must. Both of these are probably true. And that is also what the Father did when he sent Christ into the world. He humbly stooped down to our level so he could look us in the eye and feel our pain. On the night before he died, you remember that Jesus crouched down to wash his followers' feet. He lowered himself to serve us, especially the ultimate act of service. He accepted our sins as if they were his own, and dying on the cross so that we could be forgiven. The Apostle Paul put it this way, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took on the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Philippians 2:6-8. God stooped down to us. We don't and we can't reach up to him by our own wisdom or our own works. As God's children, we are utterly dependent upon him. Our faith in him should be like that of a child. Maybe hurting, maybe a tear, maybe a scraped knee. And he bends down to intently listen to us. So we come to a time that we like to refer to as communion, communication with God. And this bread and this cup is given to remind us of Jesus' body and blood that was given so freely, and to remind us that a perfect God lowered himself that he might forgive us and embrace us as his beloved children. Father, we do come to remember the price that you paid through your Son to redeem us back to you. And so, Father, as we come to remember that, Father, may we be like a little child, understanding that we are in need and that we need help. Father, what we try to do on our own, and we try it all the time, is not enough. And we need you. And we're so thankful that you are so caring and so giving that, Father, you listen to us. And Father, we thank you for that opportunity that we can enter into your throne room with confidence, knowing that we are your children. And so, Father, as we partake of these emblems and we remember the body of Jesus and the blood that was shed, Father, may we also examine ourselves and continue to strive and reach towards you. We ask all these things in Jesus' holy name.